Brexit. It's interesting because clearly it's one of the big issues of the election. We knew it would be. Of course, the DUP was an official part of the Leave campaign. Do you stand over the poster that was distributed throughout Northern Ireland? I've put it in front of you here. There it is. We send the EU 50 million every day. Let's spend it on our NHS instead. Does your party still stand over that poster?
One of the reasons...
Did you help pay for that poster, first of all?
I don't know if we paid for that particular poster. I don't believe we did, actually. The party... one of the reasons, and there were several reasons, one of the reasons the party supported Brexit, and indeed why we want to make the best possible deal of Brexit for Northern Ireland and for the United Kingdom as a whole, is it was in part, and there are lots of different reasons, but was in part so that the UK could get control over its finances again. And I know there has been.
Is the NHS going to get 350 million a day?
Well, it would be great if it could, but like, I mean, let's see what the outcome. I mean, we're still at very, very early stages. And time to come back to the negotiations. The formal negotiations aren't due to start until a week or so after Thursday's election result. And clearly there are a lot of things that have to go through the wash in those negotiations. But, you know, one thing that we are absolutely clear on, and I think it will be ultimately the end result, is that the UK will have more of its own budget to spend on its own priorities rather than giving that money over to the EU.
Do you think we'll be less or more prosperous having left the EU?
Well, I think there are, I mean, clearly there are challenges, and I'm not going to ignore those challenges, and the DUP has not been ignoring those challenges during when we were still in the executive. You will know that we wrote jointly with the then Deputy First Minister to the Prime Minister setting out some of our concerns.
But are we going to be less or more prosperous?
But I think that there are huge opportunities for the UK as a whole, and that Northern Ireland will benefit from those opportunities in the longer term, particularly as we seek to, and this was something that I was focusing on when I was Minister for the Economy, was increasing international trade. We've been developing trade agreements in conjunction with the rest of the EU, and that has been a cumbersome, difficult, long-winded process to the point where we still don't have a free trade agreement in place with the world's largest economy, which is the United States.
Simon, we know each other a little. My little fat ears prick up when a politician doesn't answer the question. Do you think we will be less or more prosperous after Brexit happens?
Well, you know, the UK is still one of the world's largest economies. I think it will continue to be the case after we leave the European Union.
Do you think we'll be less or more prosperous?
I think we will be more prosperous. I think there are opportunities that lie in the UK charting its own destiny economically, and particularly in terms of trade, that we're stymied, in fact, by being part of the European Union.
Why did you vote Remain then?
Well, you don't know how I voted, Stephen.
Well, tell us.
Well, you know, we can waste the rest of the time that we have by asking this, continuing to ask me this question. And it's notable that the only people who ever ask this question, nobody out in the street ever asked me this question, it's only ever people in the BBC. But you can ask me it for as many times as you want, but I'm not going to answer.
Isn't that strange?
Well, look, Stephen, you know, we
Isn't
have
a... Isn't that strange that a prominent politician, well-versed in economic matters... You know, isn't it a really strange question for the BBC to say, look, you know, you understand the economy of Northern Ireland. What way did you vote? And we know how our Prime Minister voted. We know how Jeremy Corbyn voted. But we don't know how you voted. You're trying to hide how you voted.
I'm not. No, look, Stephen, we have
isn't that strange?
We have one of the tenets of our democracy is that we have secret ballots. And I mean, we don't, you know, journalists vote. They will have views, but we don't push them on what their views are. We don't push senior civil servants who will have a vote and have their views, and sure, we don't push those on those. And you can ask me as many times as you want.
Yeah.
I'm not going to answer it.
Do you not think one of the conclusions that people could draw is here we have the DUP, but one of their fine economic minds voted the other way? So the DUP had one political position, you had another, but you just won't say it out loud.
Feel free to tell me you voted to leave Brexit.
Go on, say it.
I completely support.
You voted to leave Europe.
I completely support the party's position. And the party's position now, like a lot of people want to go, I mean, the referendum is nearly a year ago.
Did you support it last June?
The referendum is nearly a year ago, and you're falling into the trap of some others and political parties in Northern Ireland in particular who want to refight the battle of last year. It was a nationwide vote. The vote is settled. And what our job and what our responsibility now is to do is to try to make get the best deal for Northern Ireland from as the UK as a whole leaves the European Union. That's what I'm focused on. That's what the DUP is focused on. That's what we were focusing on when we were in government. And it's regrettable that at the time when our voice, Northern Ireland voice, and there are some unique aspects to the Northern Ireland voice, are not actually being heard in the important negotiations that are about to start.
Let's remind yourselves what your party colleague at the time, Nelson McCausland, said earlier this year.
Are you telling me, Nelson, you told people to leave Europe without
people
knowing...
People knew very well without, what they were voting for.
No, without knowing whether there would
people
be a soft or hard border.
People, I wouldn't care what sort of situation I face as long as I'm out of Europe.
And that's what concerned people. I wouldn't care what situation we faced as long as we were outside Europe. Are we still there?
No, look, clearly,
the impact that it's going to have in Northern Ireland. We don't care, do we not?
No, we do care. And of course the party does care. And that's why we were... Back last summer, a joint letter was signed by Arlene and by Martin and sent to the Prime Minister, setting out some of the concerns, some of the challenges, but also some of the opportunities that we saw from Brexit as well. That is why we were working away in the talks to try to get an agreed position. And in fact, we were tantalisingly close to getting an agreed position signed off in the talks before the election came around. And that is, again, your clip talks about a hard border, and nobody is talking. And the only people actually who are talking about a hard border are Sinn Féin. Nobody in Europe. I've had discussions, party colleagues have had discussions with officials and senior politicians in Brussels. Nobody there is talking about a hard border. Nobody in London is talking about a hard border. Nobody in Dublin is talking about a hard border. And above all else, nobody in Belfast wants to have a hard border. So, you know, this talk of a hard border is one that is emanating from political opponents who didn't do a terrible lot during the referendum campaign to stop the vote that they're now opposing quite strongly.
You have in your manifesto... that you will secure, quote, an appropriate support programme for farmers after we leave.
Yeah.
What will that be? What can you guarantee them if they're trying to invest at the moment? Because this is one of the this is one of the factors for those people, given the fact your party voted to leave.
That
there's uncertainty for them. Can you provide any certainty to them today? Will their payments definitely continue and for how long?
Clearly there is uncertainty, and I understand that. But interestingly, a lot of farmers who I know voted to leave, I think a significant number of farmers voted to leave the European Union because they were concerned and had become increasingly concerned about the level of bureaucracy and regulation that they felt was emanating from Brussels. Party colleagues who were at the Balmoral Show a couple of weeks ago were reporting farmers who were perfectly content with the way things were moving. Now, but clearly they do want to see support kept in place, and that's something that the DUP supports, having support for
Can
our
you guarantee them that their support payments will remain the same,
if you listen to what has come from, and I'm sure this will be the case when the new government is formed after Thursday as well, that it will be one of the things that they will put in place. And obviously we will have to look at the detail of that and whether it is something that is devolved to Northern Ireland, and it's for us to produce a scheme that is fit for Northern Ireland's particular circumstances, because as you know, Northern Ireland's agri-food sector is somewhat different to the rest of the UK, and that's something that we're ever mindful of.